Final question, the silver bullet question. A wealthy philanthropist leaves you an enormous budget to fix this problem, to get respect back in for referees. Money's not an issue anymore. What would you invest in?
That's a really good question. So I think, no, there's so many things, but I think, you know, if money's no object, I'd be looking at things like, we've talked about the development pathways. I'd be doing firstly a thorough analysis of the development pathway. So I'd be looking at how people are recruited, how they're retained, how they're trained at different levels of the development pyramid, if you like, the pathway. I'd be looking at how we provide coaching, how we provide support, what the dropout rates were at certain points of that pathway. Are there pinch points? You know, if there are, why do they happen at those points? What are the barriers to progression? And even at, you know, at mass participation level, what can we put in place that supports people better? What can we do to help people enjoy the experience, to stay in the game longer? And of course, there will always be dropout. There'll always be, you know, we'll always want more retention of officials, of referees in football or umpires in cricket or whatever we're talking about. But, you know, how can we understand the challenges they face better and what can we do to improve that situation? I'd also look at, like I said, I'd look at the coaching awards. I'd look at what we could do to improve the knowledge of coaches, what we could do to increase the importance of the role of the referee or the awareness of the importance of their role and of sports officials more generally. And the biggest thing I would do is stop officials being the final group that gets any sort of investment, because that's what has happened historically. We look at football, it's always players and coaches that come first and then officials come later. Well, let's put them first. Let's change that. Let's, you know, if we're saying we want more officials and we want them, you know, trained to higher levels and all this sort of stuff, well, let's invest. Let's put that money there and let's do it. You know, so, I mean, if you had that sort of investment, I would be looking at that as a sort of a process, basically, and I'd look at every single level and what we could do to, A, improve that recruitment, improve that development process, and then at the top level, you would see those people coming through the system. You'd have more in that system. You should improve then quality at higher levels as well. You should be pushing those people at that top level. And I think that would make a difference. But it's, yeah, as you say, you know, if you had that investment, it would make a significant difference.
Indeed.